it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow. Ow.
Good Monday morning to you. Hope it's a good start, good day. It's rainy, it's wet, it has been all weekend long. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue right here, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. What's going on, fellas?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, it's Overreaction Monday. I've already booked my
We're going to L.A., baby. Seeing the Super Bowl. Yep, here we go.
I booked my rooms.
Tighten up.
Yep. And last week it was fire.
Just like it was doom and gloom. Fire everybody. Amy should sell the team.
Yeah.
And then, well, you know, halftime of yesterday's game. Trust me, Titans Twitter was not a pleasant place during the first half of yesterday's game.
Yeah, down 24-9. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any other way to put it. Big win.
Huge.
Big win, because you could be 0-2 with Indy coming in 0-2, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Lewan goes out in the pregame with a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Sappho,
I think
goes
he's heading
out
to IR.
Think so?
I'm not reporting this, but I just feel like, I'm not reporting this.
Clip it.
Yeah.
Book according it. To John Burton,
that's
Lewan
right.
out for the year. But
Titans will look to trade.
No. Sappho gets hurt.
Yep.
So
Ben Jones got hurt.
Yeah.
Came back in, but
so Sambrelo, Brewer, Kessenberry, with the offensive line, and when you got that man behind you running. Yesterday, Derrick Henry, he took a step closer to the Hall of Fame. That kind of day yesterday, where not only the numbers, but what, 6 catches, 41 touches yesterday, and he still, does he still have that little turbo once he gets in the open field, outran a cornerback before he just slapped him aside? It's a good win. 182 yards on 35 carries, and you could just sense it. They stuck with it. I don't know that they should. Hey, Julio Jones sighting yesterday. It's hard to diminish what they did yesterday.
So many takeaways from this game, Greg. You nailed it. They stuck with it. Down 24-9 at the half. A lot of coaches would have said, all right, forget the run game. We're going, you know, 5 wide. We're going to spread it out, empty backfield, and we're going to try to throw our way back into this game. You know, Vrabel said something after the game that I thought was pretty poignant. He said, we got to stop talking about having an identity and do the damn thing. And that's what they did yesterday. I know everybody's excited about Julio Jones, and he played really well yesterday. I get it. A.J. Brown's a terrific player. But the heart and soul of this team, the bread and butter of this team, is running the football with Derrick Henry. You saw what he did yesterday. He wore down that Seattle defense. They did a real nice job on him in the first half. He wears you out. He's in phenomenal shape. We've seen the workout videos. His durability, his cardio, he gets stronger. The great running backs get stronger as the game goes along when that defense gets tired. I don't care who you are. Sorry, hang on.
That's Taylor Lewan calling, saying...
Sorry, he's coming here to kick my ass. You know, what was I saying?
You were really in the middle of something good.
Derrick Henry being the heartbeat.
Yeah, he's, you know, that's the thing about it, man, is he is the Titans' identity, running the football with him. The great running backs, I know what I was saying, the great running backs get stronger as the game goes along. I don't care, you know, Bobby Wagner's a badass linebacker. He's a Hall of Famer, I think. But I don't care, you know, 2 hours into a game, you want to tackle that big guy coming at you? You want to put your shoulder into that guy? So they stuck with what they did. Downing did a great job of I think, calling plays in the second half. And you just felt like in that second half, every time they got the ball, they were going to score. And here's something else, guys. I'm actually going to say something nice about the Titans' defense. Now, listen, they gave up a lot of yards. You know, you had guys running wide open in the secondary. I don't know what the deal was in that third and long play when Swain got behind everybody. I'd love to ask Shane Bowen about that. But late in the fourth quarter, when they needed to get off the field, the way the offense was playing, they got off the dang field. And then to get the sack in overtime to pin Wilson down at the 1 yard line, so they have to
for the safety,
right? Which should have been a safety.
That's
you're right.
That's a star getting a call. That's all that was.
Yeah, you're right. I can't argue with that. Yeah. But you know, they're kicking deep from their own end. They get a decent return. A couple of Derrick Henry runs there in field goal range. They kick the ball and they get out of there. So you're right. Could not afford to come back 0-2. They're 1-1 now. And I'm telling you, man, it looks like this offense is starting to find its rhythm. And we talked about it all summer, ever since mid-June with the Julio trade. If this offense gets humming and finds its identity, I don't know if there's a defense out there that can stop this offense for four quarters. But the defense has to do its part. But all in all, I say all that to say this. Good win, hostile environment, down big, able to come back. And now you're 1-1 as opposed to 0-2. You got the Colts coming in. I don't know if Wentz is going to play. He got hurt yesterday, sprained his ankle or whatever. If he plays, his effectiveness will be limited. Come home, get a home division win, get to 2-1.
And Tannehill just took charge, really. I mean, Derrick Henry caught six passes.
Yeah.
Several of them contested. So he's obviously worked to evolve that part of the game.
You see him at training camp, yeah. Greg, and he's always at the jugs machine working on, you know, catching passes. And just, you know, even during the individual portions of practice, he's always working on catching the ball. I mean, we say this all the time, guys. When your best player, and make no mistake about it, Derrick Henry is the Tennessee Titans' best player. Julio Jones is great. A.J. Brown is great. You know, you can go down the line. Kevin Byard, Taylor Lewan. When your best player is your hardest worker, that feeds off of everybody. And so I give Derrick Henry props. I mean, he manned up yesterday. He played like a freaking man in that second half yesterday. He put this team on his back. And you're right, Tannehill deserves a lot of credit too because he made some big plays as well.
Yeah, and I heard breaking news. They've just signed Randy Bullock to a 5-year deal.
Are you reporting that?
Yeah, I'm reporting that.
Yeah, give Bullock credit, man. Signed just this week and, you know, did a nice job. You know, I mean, listen, they had to settle for field goals in that first half, but at least he made them, which helped set up what they could do in the second half. So
Tannehill, 27 of 40, 347 yards, and just should have had a touchdown pass. All right, Julio Jones,
yes.
in or out?
In.
Yeah.
Bad call.
Because
that was a touchdown.
The toe tap doesn't. When that toe tap happens, the play's over, right? Because it's a touchdown at that point.
You would think, but
the rule. But I think it's a bad rule.
Yeah, the rule says toe tap, but the heel still has to be in.
They
so
have
the
feet.
Toe was in.
Right.
The heel, I still think, was in. They said it was out. But I think you're right. I think once the toe taps, that should establish, you know, foot in bounds.
And play over at that moment.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's not the rule. I think it was officiated correctly.
Yeah.
I don't like the rule.
Yeah, by letter of the law it was. But, yeah, but, man, obviously, and I'm glad you brought that up because, obviously, Todd Downing, you know, made it a point, you know, we're going to target Julio. We got to get Julio involved. He had the big 51-yard catch. He can still get downfield between two defenders, made that great catch. That should have been a touchdown, in my opinion. How about the 17-yarder on third down that he juggled and came down with? Julio Jones, I mean, he's like Derrick Henry. He's a man, and he's got a lot of pride. And you heard him, you know, Friday when he spoke to the media saying, you know, that's not what you saw in the Arizona game is not me. I will be better, and he was. And so, like I said, man, this offense starts and this is a game where A.J. Brown didn't really play that well.
No, and had some drops.
Had some drops. It kind of looked out of sync a little bit, but you know he's going to get going. This guy's a Pro Bowl wide receiver, so this offense is going to be scary as the season goes on because they're going to get more and more comfortable. Downing's going to get more and more comfortable knowing what plays to call, when to call it. All we need is for the defense, like I said, don't suck. Get off the field. And they did that. Now, they got some work to do. You know, I mean, they're a little bit better than last year.
Autry showed up.
Autry with a sack.
Sack and a half.
With a sack. Yeah. Adini, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. He came up big. You know, guys.
Olasunkanmi Adini.
Gesundheit.
Mm-hmm.
But, and how about this? How a guy that maybe not a lot of people aren't talking are not talking about today, but should. Christian Fulton did a great job on DK Metcalf yesterday. He frustrated. That is a big, strong man. You're trying to, you know, a physical wide receiver, a specimen. He frustrated DK. I mean, after every play, they were getting in scraps, and Fulton was right in his face. I mean, man, Christian Fulton, he is off to a really good start this year. I mean, he was maybe the lone bright spot in the Arizona game. He played terrific yesterday guarding DK Metcalf.
Well, second round draft pick, that's where you think he should be.
Absolutely.
That's what he should be doing.
But he's healthy now. He you know, he knows the defense. He is contributing big time. Love what I see from him.
And special teams. First, Randy Bullock, 4 out of 5, the game winner. Certainly, Brett Kern, a couple punts, 47 yards. But you're right about a lot of things. But I tell you what, I know I keep circling back to Tannehill.
Sure.
Even the 4 rushes for 27 yards came at big times. And so, yeah, he accounted for what added up 374 yards of total offense yesterday, did Tannehill. But,
oh, he made the plays.
But the offense stuck with Henry. And, again, the big run where he just outran the secondary.
It should be against the law for a man that big to be that fast, where DBs who have an angle on him can't tackle him.
We're getting into the territory where I think he's now had 11 games of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's only 13 behind the all-time record. He may get that this year.
That could,
you know.
You're right.
I'm serious.
No, I know. That's why I'm laughing. You're right.
And you're talking about the names of Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith and Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing, if this continues another, if we're talking about this the same way 2 years from today, one of the all-time greats.
He's starting to kind of scratch the surface of being amongst the all-time greats, I think. You look at the run he's been on the last several years, and, you know, he doesn't show any signs of slowing down. Running back is a, you know, it's a short-lived profession normally in the NFL. But like I said, the way this guy conditions himself, knock on wood, he hasn't really had any major injuries. You know, he's missed some time here and there with, you know, you're going to get hurt in this game. You know, you play NFL football, there's a 100% chance you're going to get injured. But he's been able to stay durable and, you know, like I said, when he first got into the league, I really, despite his high school and college accolades, I didn't know what kind of a pro he would be. Man, he's proven it. Yeah, I think, you know, if he keeps at this pace for a few more years, you got to start talking about him as one of the all-time greats. There are some great running backs out there in the NFL. Nick Chubb is outstanding. You know, Zeke Elliott's still pretty good. You know, when healthy, Saquon Barkley I think is good. McCaffrey's a stud, but how can you not say that Derrick Henry is at the top of the list?
He's the best.
Yep.
And his game continues to evolve.
And he's working on his game, like you said, working on catching passes.
Six for 55, that's a career high there, 6 catches. And a couple of them, he had people all over him. They were, you know, but man, just think of the imagination.
There was a lot of contested catches that he made.
Just drop a little floater out in the flat or a wheel route or something to get him the ball in space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, you're talking about how long he'll be able to play, because, you know, we all know the running back life is short. He doesn't get hit. He hits.
Right.
He delivers the blow instead of takes the blow.
And the thing
does
about
that
it,
make sense?
It does make sense. Because and also, you know, at his height, 6'3", you know, just what looks to be a little 2-yard gain turns into a 4 or 5-yard gain because he's always finishing his runs going forward. You know what I mean? So instead of, for somebody my height, which would be like a 2-yard gain, all of a sudden it's 4 yards. It doesn't look like much, but it's 2nd and 6.
Yeah, you'd go under the legs. He goes right over.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, you know, all of a sudden before you even realize it, it's 2nd and 6. You know, it doesn't look like much. And 2nd and 6, you know, offensive coordinators love calling plays on 2nd and 6.
But I thought at 24-9, tell me. You're thinking 0-2 because they didn't look good at all.
No, they stunk it up in the first half, and I was looking at Titans Twitter, trust me, they were like, fire the coaching staff, Amy sell the team. I mean, I know, you're right. I should.
I can't go there. I can't.
You should have seen Titans Twitter. You should have. The stuff that they were tweeting in the first half, bro. I mean,
it's like a drinking game. It's like a drink, right? It's like every time I tweet, I take a shot.
Yeah.
And they get tweetier and drunker.
This team's terrible. They're overrated. Vrabel's a horrible coach.
And now they're
fire Todd Downing, fire Shane Bowen, Amy sell the team, fire Vrabel, everybody gone. This guy's overrated. This guy stinks. This guy, blah, blah, blah.
That's why it's called Overreaction Monday.
Yes.
Everybody, we go from that to, in a game and a half. So,
all reality, you get through this game Saturday, the schedule lightens up again a little bit. You got to play the Jets. You're going to beat them.
We
can look ahead. They can't.
This is the NFL. People don't understand. That's why the spread actually got to 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe on Friday, Patton, that. One of the hosts of this show was the only one to pick the Titans, correct?
Yeah, you're kind of right on.
Yeah.
You picked Vandy last week.
I picked Vandy Saturday night, too.
Two weeks ago.
The Vikings outplayed the Cardinals in a little chip shot by one of the previous Titan kickers. Which one was it?
What is it, 53?
Greg Joseph. Thank you. A former Titan kicker for a blink of the eye. A chip shot field goal, or the Vikings go in and beat the Cardinals, who look like gangbusters here, right?
Exactly.
Huh?
I mean,
the Ravens last night.
What a game that was.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Lamar's so fun.
I didn't get
a
chance to watch it because, I was running around like a madman. Last night was crazy. I'll tell you about it later.
Well, what we're going to do, obviously,
but
the
Titans.
But I
did see the highlights. It was a great game. I really like both teams. I love both quarterbacks, and that was a fun game to watch.
So we'll take it. We'll go around the NFL. Still got the SEC to get into. Your calls.
Is Eric calling? We're going around the NFL?
Oh, yeah. Eric will be calling. I actually called Eric over the weekend, just see how he was doing.
How is he doing?
He was doing fine. I think he called me back, but I ignored it. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. all right, that gets us going this morning. We keep it open on Mondays. We do have Teresa Walker, 10:25 this morning, as usual. But if you want to give this here radio show a call, please do on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Warmer colors, cooler temperatures. The season is just getting started. And Lowe's has everything you need to keep the fall gatherings going. Like getting cozy around gas fire pits. Everyday low prices starting at $2.49. And keeping things tidy with Ego blowers as low as $1.79. There's still more to fall for at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Valid 9/9 through 9/15, U.S. only.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Bye, State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, 50% chance of more rain. Thunderstorms too. Cloudy skies otherwise. Lows around 71. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 81. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms 61. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky. Sports Radio
Greg Pope, John Burton, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, Patton Cook hanging out right here making things run as smooth as possible.
By the way, good morning, General.
Strike and Spare Family Fun
Center.
Did we
say good morning to the General in the first segment?
Well, I tried to.
Oh, were you saying I was Bogart and I was hogging the segment? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you ever heard that song, Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend? Pass It Over to Me?
Yeah.
That's an old hippie song. How you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doing well, guys. Much more enjoyable Monday than last week. Last week was rough. That Titans game really took it out of me, but great to be here with you guys.
Good to see you. Was I hogging that first segment?
No, right? We were. Oh, we were.
Okay.
We were.
All right.
But then again.
And as you should. A game like that, I don't want to butt
Richard. In. We were on a roll.
Richard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, quickly though, Saturday night, what? Nashville SC, not one of the better efforts in the loss to Toronto?
Yep, first loss. I said their last loss was against August 8th on Friday, and I think I kind of jinxed them, but just not good. Not good enough from the boys in golden that day. 2-1 was the final score in that one, and ultimately just got to bounce back. I didn't see a lot of the game, had a football game that night in Austin Peay, but I was kind of catching the highlights, and just kind of more the same what we saw last season, not a whole lot of attack, and the defense what wasn't up to par. And one thing you can say from Gary Smith, practice this week is going to be a little rough, I'm sure, for them, but I think they're going to bounce back.
Well, they play Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
In Miami? Yeah.
So a quick turnaround, can't look at it too long, but tough loss. I really didn't see that coming. I thought they would take care of business on Saturday.
And Smith mentioned the fact that Toronto kind of rope-a-doped them a little bit. What did he mean by that?
I don't know.
What'd you take from that?
Yeah, not really sure. Kind of more, I don't want to play up to it, but kind of game planning and kind of, I don't
well,
know.
Well, take the punches and just sort of let them wear themselves out.
That's
what rope-a-dope
right,
was.
Exactly.
Ali just got in the corner and let the guy wear himself out.
George Foreman and Zaire.
And a lot of that goes with kind of them sitting back and just hitting Nashville SC on the counter. You saw a lot last year where that was kind of Nashville SC's kind of game plan, was sit back, hit them on the counter with Hani Mukhtar and company. But this season, they've kind of taken more of an offensive approach. But this past Saturday, I thought Toronto, they just sat back, they soaked in the pressure, and then once they got out on the break, they made Nashville SC pay two times on two goals.
So Wednesday night down in Miami. 615-844-5600. We go around the SEC here in a little while. Also talk about the Titans last night. But you're right, that Ravens win last night. But this league, and I hate to always use that word parody, but there's a reason.
That's how it's designed.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few.
Why do you think I'm so mad about the Giants? They can't even be mediocre. They're just bad in a league where everybody can at least be mediocre.
But they did cover the spread.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And for those, you're for the Giants, and somebody was for Washington. I was for PU, Pogue University. 6-1.
Good teams win, but great teams cover, John.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's all about the number, not the teams, right?
That's
what Brad Power says. 615-844-5600. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Hey, I appreciate your call yesterday. I know you was ignoring me when I called you. You can tell John off air the message I left for you afterwards. I'm sure he'll get a kick out of that.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's pretty good, John, but I'm going to get to the Titans in a minute. I am definitely going to go around the National
Football League. Have at it, brother.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, in the late games yesterday, with the exception, I think, of the Tampa Bay-Atlanta game, when can you remember? All three of the other three late games were great, and the Sunday night game was great. I can't remember the last time when the late games were all good, because usually it's the better games are generally the first games, not the late games. I mean, you had the Dallas, almost said Arizona, Charger game,
yeah.
Which Mike McCarthy almost screwed up by his terrible clock management. It was lucky his kicker bailed him out. But, you know, they come through late. And then, of course, Minnesota, which definitely should have beaten Arizona. But the kicker missed the last second field goal. What was hilarious is I heard on another station a call where the Minnesota, I guess now it's just off a minute, the kick was good. This is, no, he missed it. Which, that was hilarious, too, where they thought he made the kick and he didn't.
By the way, I'm watching some of these Cardinals highlights right now.
Yeah.
Murray's the real deal, y'all.
Yeah. And Minnesota should have beaten Arizona.
Yeah. Cousins took him down there in a chip shot by former kicker for the Titans.
The streets are littered with former Titans kickers. You have to be more specific than that.
Yeah, and the Sunday night game where Lamar goes for fourth and one, which I have no problem with him doing, he made it. I know people would have criticized him if he didn't make it.
Harbaugh made the right call because you don't want to give Mahomes the ball back.
You got to win the game right there.
Yeah, I'm winning the game right there. I'm at home. I'm winning the game right now. I do not want to give Mahomes the ball back.
That's right. The two quarterbacks you don't give the ball back to in that situation are Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
Exactly.
I have no problem with him doing that. And also, what about Sam Darnold? I hope nobody hires Adam Gase as a head coach again.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm telling you what.
A lot of people, real quick, Eric, a lot of people were down on Sam Darnold, but people don't realize, listen, you know, I follow the Jets a little bit, you know, being from New York. You know, he was the victim of horrible coach. Adam Gase should never be allowed to coach Pop Warner football. He's that bad of a coach. Yeah. He is terrible.
Yeah, now with Christian McCaffrey and that defense, hey, I tell you what, Carolina, I'm not saying they'll win the division with Tampa Bay, but they've got a shot at being a wild card playing the playoff. I think they're a lot better than people expect.
Yep.
And now on to the Titans, guys. I tell you what a win. I definitely thought when they was down 24, excuse me, man, I definitely was not going to lie to you and say, I knew that they were going to come back to win because I didn't. Great way they played in the second half. I tell you what, you talked about the officiating around in general. The NFL officiating was terrible yesterday.
Oh, awful!
But also, there was one other play too that guys you didn't talk about. When I guess it was the Seattle didn't get a score off of it, but the Titans stopped that guy, whoever that running back was, on third down, and they gave him the first down. I said, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh yeah, I remember that play.
They weren't going to show it on the Jumbotron where Vrabel couldn't challenge, but I thought an official would buzz him or whatever. But that was just terrible. They moved the chains. And he was clearly stopped on third down. I just couldn't believe it that they gave him a first down.
NFL, if it's not a scoring play or the last two minutes or overtime, it has to come from the coach. And in college, it can come from the booth.
That play, though, was in the third quarter, though. And also, and I felt for Seattle, that taunting rule, that was a terrible call.
A horrible call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
You make a play, you're excited.
And he didn't really do much of anything.
He got up, he flexed, and he yelled something. Oh, you're taunting. I don't get the – why is the NFL doing this?
Yeah.
You can intercept the ball and take 5 minutes and go with your teammates to the end zone to pose for pictures, but you can't get up and flex your arm after you make a big tackle?
I think that, what it is –
isn't that taunting?
It's because he faced him to do it. Well, I know. I'm telling you. And don't blame the messenger here. But, I mean, but if he would have done it the other way, it wouldn't have been taunting.
Greg, I'm just excited.
I think it's a stupid rule, too.
Did I make you feel that way?
No, I agree with you. Yeah. And you jumped all in.
I'm sorry, Greg.
And also, guys, too, that a lot's not being talked about this, because if the kicker for Seattle doesn't miss the extra point, we probably have to go for two to try and force
you. You have to go for two.
None of this happened, so that's certainly a big play. But also, I could not believe that they showed the stat at the end of the game. First time Seattle had, I guess it won 12 straight home openers, so we snapped that snooze streak. And they said the Titans had lost, 62 straight games. Where they were, was it just 14 down or 14 or more down? And it was the first time we'd won a game like this since 2006, 15 years. But just to come through with a gut check win like that. And another thing, too, guys, in the game yesterday, Michael Pruitt stepped up, made some clutch catches. You had Ferkser was out with an injury. He made some key catches in the game. I tell you what, guys, it's just great team win, just great gut check for this team. And also heard another room. I don't know if this is going to happen to guys or not, but I heard, of course, when Wentz went down, that there was already somebody started rumor that Frank Reich might try and see if he can't trade to the Bears and get Nick Foles to come in for the Colts. since, of course, he had him in Philadelphia too. So
yeah, that's been out there for a while. I'm sure Foles is miserable right now because he's third string in Chicago. I mean, he's getting a paycheck, but he wants to play or at least have a chance to play. So
yeah, well, guys, I'm going to let you get some other callers. Y'all take care and have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. And there was something we talked about last night on the show too, Greg. I don't know if you sit up late to watch, but you know, I thought maybe a turning point for this defense. Remember when Westbrook Akina was called for the roughing the punter penalty? The Seahawks were able to maintain possession. They're in plus territory. Titans get a sack on first down. They get a sack on third down. Get them out of field goal range. So they're able to, weather that storm. That's a good sign for this defense. Am I going to sit there and say they've arrived? No, they got a lot of work to do. But you wouldn't have seen that last year. Last year, in a situation like that, Seattle or whichever team they're playing probably would have went down and scored.
Yeah, and no Jayon Brown yesterday.
No Jayon Brown, right?
We found that out right before the game as well. So
David Long did a nice job, I thought.
But the thing is this league, and I did put overreaction Monday because... Because
it's what we do, and it's fun.
So the Saints blow out the Packers, then don't do anything against the Panthers.
They diddly squat.
The Steelers beat the Bills, and then what did they do yesterday?
Steelers ran for 39 yards. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Your boy Benny Snell had a really nice game yesterday. 39 yards rushing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's unheard of. Trust me.
Yep.
I know how the sausage is made in Pittsburgh. That is unheard of.
But even with that, the Chiefs, they lose to the Ravens. I mean, and this league, it's what it is. I mean, to ever sit here, and that's one thing about football, it is overreaction because they're usually 7 days apart.
Right.
In college football, quite frankly, at the highest level, games count because there's just so few of them. There's no other way to get back to where you need to be. You're not going to win a division or whatever to get to the postseason. It is
the ultimate week-to-week league. Yeah, there's no question about it.
And it amuses me how people react to one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts, they had every chance to win that game yesterday.
They got a gift on a special teams gaffe by the Rams to give them the lead, and their defense couldn't hold up. Man, Matthew Stafford's pretty good, man. People don't know it because he played in Detroit, but he's pretty good. He enjoys playing in Wonder Boy's offense there out in L.A.
Yeah, so anyway, and tonight, the Lions and the Packers, don't you think the Packers have the RBF, the red booty factor?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, with Aaron coming back home and after all of that.
They got embarrassed last week. They got spanked. And Aaron knows he's got to play well at home because things don't go well early. They're going to boo his ass for all the crap that he put them through during the summer. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
Yeah.
And I don't think Aaron at this point cares, but he's got a lot of pride. He's a pretty arrogant guy. I think he's going to come out and sling it.
Yeah, I think he's playing for rings right now. Yeah. I mean, I think by the time you get to that stage of your career, I think that's what has upset him because he didn't think that they were putting enough around him to stay at that championship caliber level.
But Devontae Adams is arguably the best receiver in football. They got a good running back, good offensive line, good tight ends. Right, they went to the championship game 2 years in a row. How about you play better in those championship games and win them? Ever think of that?
You asking me? Is that rhetorical?
That was rhetorical. No, I'm shooting the messenger again.
You're shooting yourself. You're the one giving the message.
You're right.
Anyway, the NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay. Bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Well, all right, here's how you do it. You look at tonight. Let's say the Packers and the Lions. The Packers are 11.5-point favorites. 48.5 is the over-under. You can do the money line. Don't you think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out? You can get a total on his passing numbers, the under in the fourth quarter. There's so many ways. Receiving, rushing totals, plays at halftime, on and on and on. And you could hook all of those up in a same-game parlay. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. It is America's number one sportsbook. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today. Promo code Greg P to receive that risk-free bet up to $1,000, as a matter of fact. Wow. Risk-free up to $1,000. Promo code Greg P.
Use the promo code Greg P.
Thank you, John B. 21 and older and present in Tennessee required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Maximum refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on the mobile web app. Gambling problem? Do please call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Got to get to some college stuff. Busy, busy weekend there as well. Your phone calls on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Doesn't this tune remind you of Austin Powers? Back in the 60s at the Swingers Club in London?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 615-844-5600.
I'm out of it today, man.
I know. That's cool. You're actually fun when you're out of it. Jeff in the borough. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, Greg?
Just hanging.
We had a pretty interesting college football and pro football weekend. Got to congratulate the Titans on a win. Didn't think they'd do it, but. Got to give them credit when they come back and win. I know Eric was excited there in South Nashville. He sees very few Titans win, so he's excited, I know. But 1-1, just 2 games in. So
actually, know. Eric's a Cowboys fan.
Well, he did.
And they won 11 games last year.
Yeah, well, they didn't do much in the playoffs, so they're still waiting for a Super Bowl win. So, in 35 years, whatever it is, so they're still waiting. But no, it's early, so, you know, Steelers 1-1. I like the Bears. They're 1-1. They won yesterday. You know, Dalton didn't play. Fields played, so that's fine. They won. So, you know, like you said, Greg, it's the NFL's a parity league. 1 week you can be bad. Next week you can be good. So, it's 17 games. You got 17 weeks to play them. So,
yeah, that's why you don't see teams go, you know, back in the day, 15-1, 16-0. I mean, you get to 11. Back when it was a 16 game, you get to 11 wins. You're probably going to win your division, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like in baseball. You win 60% of the games, you're going to the playoffs.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. If you win 9, you're definitely going to the playoffs. There's no question about that. But did want to mention Tampa Bay real quick yesterday. Mike Evers, former Kentucky Wildcat, gets 2 interception returns for touchdowns. One of them 30 yards. One of them about 15.
2 pick 6. Yeah.
Backs up and goes in the end zone. Nobody wanted to tackle him. He just backed up and went on in. He did the Michael Jackson dance in the end zone. So
and that's not taunting, though, right? That's not taunting, is it?
That is a former Kentucky guy there. Burton, he's been in the league 3 years. This is his third year. Mike Evers was 1 Super Bowl ring. Queen Henry, 0. So when he gets
Benny Snell Jr., 2 carries for 1 yard.
Well, that's fine. You never know when Queen Henry gets him a ring. Let me know when he gets one. Let me know when he gets one, babe.
We'll let you know when he gets one.
Yeah, we'll let you know. I'll be the first to let you know.
And also, Kentucky.
I'll borrow it, and I'll put it right in your face.
Kentucky won.
Jack Wagon.
One Saturday didn't get good, but also.
Kentucky's playing well, man.
Yeah, I see.
Hey, Jeff, real quick. Why you want to start with me today? You want to get your takes out? Get your takes out. Don't start with me.
Well,
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Great Danes.
Don't do it.
Hang in there. See you.
All right, Kentucky 28-23 over Chattanooga.
Yeah.
615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to.
Did he really just call him Queen Henry? Jeff, you. Anyway, what else you got?
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it.
Believe me. Do you think I'm worried about Jeff and the Burrow?
No.
You don't know me very well.
Nope.
I'm worried about that clown.
Well, you did say you wanted to borrow somebody's Super Bowl ring and put it in his face.
Yeah, that's because I do.
Okay. That would take some effort.
How many Super Bowl rings does Benny Snell Jr. have?
You know, I feel sorry for Benny. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
And why he's got to become the...
Because that idiot called last year and said Benny Snell is better than Derrick Henry. That's why.
And that's about where it should have left. Because he's an idiot, and he said that. How about them Mets?
Leaves the line open, everybody. 615-844-5600.
By the way, Braves, the Phillies lost yesterday. You knew it was going to be a tough spot, you know, with the Braves only winning 1 out of 3 against the Giants. But only 2 games back. I get a text from Mike Schmitto. You made your hotel reservation in Atlanta might not be any good. I go, okay.
Man, Schmitty's a blankster, isn't he?
And he wants to start it with me. Like, why? You know? But of course, you know, I hope they play Atlanta because I'll get to go. I'm not going to go to Philly, you know, because I'm just going to save up, and go to the World Series. So, anyway. But Braves tonight, 825, 840, they're at the Diamondbacks. So, yeah, we'll have that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What do we? You just got 2 more weeks of baseball.
Yeah,
2 more weeks.
It's winding down to the regular season. Playoffs are right around the corner.
Can't get here fast.
Yankees stunk it up this weekend. Lost 2 out of 3 to the soon-to-be Guardians. Cole was horrible yesterday, but I know that's going to take some getting used to, isn't it?
I still call the Redskins Washington. I still call the Chargers San Diego.
Oh, man, I can't break that habit.
I still call the Lakers Minneapolis.
No, you don't. Stop it. You had me on the first 2. I'm not buying that.
I still call them the Kansas City Hawks.
You still call the Sixers the Philadelphia Athletics, right?
Yeah. It actually, the Fort Wayne Pistons.
Yes.
Do you know
Buffalo
that?
Braves.
The Detroit Pistons started in Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne Pistons.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
There used to be an NBA team in Buffalo, the Buffalo Braves. Bob McAdoo played for them. Randy Smith.
Did they move to
They became the San Diego Clippers.
Okay.
Who are now the Los Angeles
the LA Clippers.
Clippers.
That's
yep.
right.
Yeah, when I first started watching NBA ball, the Clippers were in San
Ernie
Diego.
Ernie DeGregorio.
Yes.
How about that?
Building a new arena plan got released this weekend.
So they have their own.
They're not going to share the Staples Center anymore with
no
the Lakers?
Longer. It's going to be over in Inglewood, California. Over $1 billion.
Well, it would be
that's where the SoFi Stadium is, right? Yeah. Inglewood, yeah.
It'd be good they stayed in California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Richard.
Yeah, you're rubbing off on me.
I'm not sure what I did there.
Yeah, well, you go in Inglewood, California. I go, duh, California.
I mean, there's an Inglewood, Florida.
I don't think the Clippers are moving to Inglewood, Florida.
You don't know that.
There is a.
They're probably
don't we have an Inglewood right here?
I believe we do.
Yeah, a suburb.
Yeah.
The Clippers are coming.
They're coming to Inglewood,
Tennessee. Taylor Lewan out for the year, and the Clippers are moving to Inglewood, a suburb of Nashville.
That's right. Remember where you heard it.
A municipality
right.
of Nashville.
An unincorporated township.
Mm-hmm. Just a neighborhood,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now that demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market and rank the best ones in each category, doing the legwork for you so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you when you're ready. Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates, and when you go to Edmunds.com, you can go through their filters. You know maybe what you want, the color of a car, the model, any kind of special features you want. It certainly the price point is huge, and you know warranties and all of that, but I don't know anything about the engine. I don't know anything about the drivetrain, but they do all of that for you, and they even come up with dealerships that are offering home delivery. Edmunds, here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com. For cars, there's Edmunds. We'll get to your phone call. Lawrence in Franklin, you're up next.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text RADIO to 64,000 to start learning a new language today. That's RADIO to 64,000. RADIO to 64,000.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Thursday Night Football is only on NFL Network.
That's going to be a dogfight.
We're here for a primetime showdown in the Lone Star State.
That's big time there.
Christian McCaffrey is ready to lead the Panthers to the next level.
Surgical precision.
But the Texans are looking to show out in front of the H-Town faithful.
Bang, touchdown.
Panthers, Texans, week three starts here.
This guy can run.
Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8, only on NFL Network.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan Forecast. Today, time for clouds and sun with showers likely and a couple of thunderstorms as well, the high 84. Clouds and spots of shower, thunderstorm tonight, low 70. Saturday and Sunday, variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the Motherlode Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
+615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Let's go right to it. Lawrence in Franklin. How you doing, Lawrence?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Lawrence.
I just wondered if you all noticed the Braves Friday night when Will Smith blew the save again.
Well, you own him, aren't you?
Is he not the worst overpriced baseball player in the league? I mean, he is terrible.
Well, guy, I mean, Frankie Lindor is making, you know, he signed for $341 million. He's barely batting 200.
I tell you what, he's got a hell of an agent because he's a fraud. the guy hits a home run with two strikes. The next guy hits a 2-foot foul ball, almost ended the game dead. He is terrible. The manager, Snitker, would not put Messick in. He'll put him in the seventh inning. Why in the hell won't he let him just experiment with putting him in the ninth? He's crazy.
Some of these managers' decisions to stick with their relievers when it's clear that they're struggling, you know, again, I'll use a Yankee example. You know, Aroldis Chapman has not been great this year. And clearly their best reliever is Jonathan Loaisiga. He should be closing games, but Boone won't. He won't pull the trigger on that. So I feel your pain on that, Lawrence.
Have you all watched the series about the 86 Mets? It's called something 30 for 30.
I got it on my DVR. I plan to watch it today. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, my point is Hernandez came over to Roscoe, kept throwing the ball right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think Atlanta, Freddie Freeman, I guess is his captain, would go, you know, come to the manager and say, look, you know, we bust our ass out here playing ball, and then this joke comes in and blows the save. Well, Hernandez comes over to Jesse Roscoe, and he says, if you throw another curveball, I'm going to hit you in the nose. I mean, he took it upon himself.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
That's what Atlanta should do. I mean, this guy is killing them,
but
and he just keeps – Well, yesterday he did have a clean inning.
Oh, did he? Well, let me ask you this. Okay, your best player's been out, what, 2 months now, Acuna? And Ozuna, whatever's going to happen with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you take them two out. Right now, who would have thought with what? I don't know how many games to go. 10 games to go, maybe?
It's about 12, 11. Around there.
They have a two-game lead without their two best players, without their best pitcher, Soroka. Their number one, their ace, hasn't pitched all season long. I think they've overachieved, quite frankly.
I'm not doubting you that. I mean, they win in spite of their foolish mistakes. But,
Will Smith is 33. He's blown six saves. Which is a bit much. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, but does he not make you nervous?
He doesn't make me nervous. I'm not a Braves fan.
Yeah, I understand. I understand Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee too.
I pull for the Braves though. Yeah, especially if the Braves win, they'll be playing in Atlanta at least one game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And John, as far as Jeff in the Murfreesboro,
yeah.
My dad was a real old witty dry man, and he had very few words. But he said, "There's one thing you can't overcome, and that's ignorance."
Yeah.
So Jeff is just ignorant. You know, I don't care how you talk to a person like that; you cannot overcome someone that's ignorant.
Lawrence, he likes to pick with me because it's obvious he has a fundamental problem with me being on this show, and I think I know why, but I'm not going to.
I don't know that I agree with that, John. Well, and I've heard you say, I just think he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a racist. Okay, but it's hard for me to say.
I never said he was a racist. Yeah. I never said that. That's not what I said.
What do you mean then?
Well, you know, I see things a certain way.
Well, that's fine. There's no way for me to tell you how to feel because right. I've not been in your. I'm not a black man. Number one. So,
but know, I just you know. It's just, like I said, I invited him to, you know, hey, come meet me. We can settle our differences, and, you know he's not going to do it.
If you spend one penny on him, we're getting a divorce.
He's a tough guy on the phone, but mm-hmm. he won't back up his, you know, he talks a lot of smack, but he won't back it up.
I wouldn't either.
At least Bruno Reagan will give it back to me. I respect him for that.
I keep waiting for you guys to either poop or get off the pot on that one.
It's up to him. If he wants to make it happen, he can make it happen. I'm feeling some kind of way today. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. We love you, man.
What do you think, Lawrence and Will Smith? You think he's going to get him?
I love Lawrence.
It took about, 12 seconds of that phone call. Lawrence, he went right to him.
Lawrence,
didn't he?
I love you, man. Keep calling. He's the best.
But he did have a clean sheet yesterday.
Yeah, he's like, well, he did have a clean sheet yesterday.
That's a soccer term.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
More of this, whatever the hell this is.
WPDQ Transpar.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's the news that many parents had been hoping to hear.
Pfizer announcing that its vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 through 11, and they will be asking the FDA for approval in the coming weeks. The announcement coming along with the first look at the company's trial data giving its vaccine to children.
That's ABC's Eva Pilgrim. The company says it will seek emergency use authorization in the coming weeks for kids to be given a dose about a third of the adult size. But federal officials warn that approval may take longer than previous applications. The U.S. has begun flying Haitians camped in a border town in Texas back to their home country. The Department of Homeland Security is also trying to block others from crossing the border from Mexico. The Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian says Democrats cannot use their $3.5 trillion social program bill to clear a pathway for more immigrants to become citizens. Senate Democrats say they're disappointed, but will come up with alternate proposals. This is ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville Hotel experience.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Love to hear from you. Teresa Walker, Associated Press, her weekly visit on Mondays at 10:25. Man, it is...
It's her birthday.
Oh, yeah. We got a little surprise for her.
The Hall of Famer, the Queen. It's her birthday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a better way to spend your birthday than to talk to us two jabronis on the radio. You hear that outside?
It's coming down. It's a monsoon.
If you're
right
out driving,
now.
Please be careful, man. Yeah. It is really coming
somebody
down.
Somebody just got shot in South Nashville with road rage.
Yeah.
What?
Listen, I've been pretty ticked off on the road, but never to the point where I want to shoot somebody.
You know, let them go. Let them pass. Let them whatever. Man, is it worth killing somebody?
And if a guy flips you off, I mean, okay, big deal.
So what?
You know what I mean? Let it, yeah.
No, like I think I'm going to go to prison for that guy shooting
you gotta,
me. Yeah.
You got to be more like me. I don't let people get to me, right, Greg?
You know, and
right, Fatten?
Just glad you don't have a gun.
I'm like it's like water off a duck's back, man. Whatever, easy peasy.
Nothing petty about you.
I'm not petty. Me?
Hey, by the way, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep, you know, going back to that. The Cardinals should have lost yesterday at home to the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm watching the highlights right now.
Show you how
man.
Crazy the league is, right? They come in here and smack the Titans around. Titans mm-hmm. go to Seattle and win. And mm-hmm. the Vikings, who are not very good at all,
mm-hmm.
Their head coach Zimmer's probably going to get fired, you know, this year. So, but anyway, so there was a call on the game. What was his? I can't even remember. Greg Joseph, the kicker. Yep. Is
Greg
that right?
Greg Joseph.
That's the most I've said his name in a year. missed the kick. Former Titan. One of the 53, according to Vrabel. Vrabel. It's about. I think
the
it's
streets
14.
Streets are littered with former Titans kickers.
They've had 14, and the guy who kicked the winning kick yesterday, number 14. But
what
do we got over there, Pat?
Yeah, I've got the Vikings radio call of the. What they thought was the game-winning kick, but actually wasn't.
All right.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
He got wound up on that one.
Yeah. You noticed the long bit of silence there?
Yeah.
Because they wanted to curse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow, it is good. No, he missed.
He got into it too.
John Sterling does a lot of that on the Yankees. It is high. It is far. It is gone. No, he caught it on the warning track. Yep. How about that?
But anyway, should have just a chip shot. How far was that?
It was only 24, about 25 yards.
Wow. Something like that. Yeah.
But to your point, Greg, you're right. This is the ultimate parody league, you know. You can look great one week, look so-so the next week, look terrible the next week. The only constants are, you know, the two New York teams. The Giants and Jets are bad, and they're going to lose every week.
I like that. All right, so 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call.
I mean, how about Zach Wilson yesterday, man? But Bill Belichick facing a rookie quarterback. We've seen that movie before. Four interceptions.
How bad? And I guess Tua got hurt, right, yesterday?
Yeah, Tua got hurt. Andy Dalton got hurt in the Bears game, but they beat the Cincinnati Bengals. A bunch of guys got hurt.
That Tua injury is going to reignite the Deshaun Watson trade rumors, I think.
Yes, you're right. But if you're a team, guys, do you want to take on Deshaun Watson right now?
No.
Guy's got great talent.
He's radioactive.
But with all the baggage that he brings, I mean, I know he's been rumored to the Eagles and the Dolphins, but... You know, the Eagles went through this when they brought in Michael Vick over the dog fighting ring. You know, this is in today's age with the Me Too era going on. That's going to be a tough sell to your female fan base if you bring in Deshaun Watson. No.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tough sell. Period.
Yeah. Much, you know, great point. Yeah.
So 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, just looking around the SEC over the weekend, Stanford just comes in and. I thought this had a chance to be close, but
we should have known better.
Yeah, Stanford just—they were the better team. They really were.
Dominated.
And Vandy's defense is just
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not there. There's just don't have enough players.
Yep.
They just don't have enough players.
What do they say? It's not always about the X's and the O's. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes.
Yeah,
they don't have enough good Jimmies and Joes on that defense.
They just got Jimmies and no Joes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, Stanford comes in and beats Vanderbilt. Tennessee, obviously, no trouble with Tennessee Tech 56-0. Alabama, scored 10 points the last three quarters? Florida.
Yeah.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda right there.
Florida was running a rough shot through their defense,
I know,
too. They were doing whatever they wanted. That was a great game.
Yeah. Florida feels like it should have won the game. Yep. Alabama ends up winning at 31-29. Mississippi State, this was a good game. Memphis, 31-29. Memphis has got the best team in the state, right?
How about that punt return?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So Mississippi State punts the ball deep in Memphis territory. They had two guys on the ball. They both touched the ball, but the officials don't mark the play dead. And so the punt returner just picked it up and ran 94 yards for a touchdown. They let the play stand. I think they admitted afterwards that they blanked up. But yeah, it was our miracle play of the week last night on the show. You weren't watching?
No, I actually had a long weekend.
So did I, bro.
Even Saturday. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Steve for the invite. But, I left the house Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the air here at 8.
Mm-hmm.
I get down to Nissan Stadium about 10:30, and then the game. And congratulations.
Yeah, Eddie congrats Eddie George getting Eddie his first George, win as TSU coach.
Yep. He got the Gatorade bath.
Yeah.
And good for him, 41-7 over Kentucky State. And looked good doing it. Now, Kentucky State's a Division II NCAA team, and that's what it is. They open up at SEMO and OVC play this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations there. But I got in the car at 6 o'clock, so I had been going 11 straight hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about going over to the Stanford Vandy game. It turned out, yesterday, Saturday afternoon after the rain went through, it turned out to be pleasant. Kickoff was like 71 degrees and the rain had moved on out. I called Steve, said, man, I'm worn out. And I went home. And then yesterday, I had to get done. I've had car issues, tire issues.
Right.
And I've been driving the wife's thing. And so I've got out yesterday and did all the things that I wanted to do on Thursday and Friday. Got a haircut. So I had a full day
yesterday.
You look
nice today, man. Yeah, you got your haircut, beard trimmed, right?
Yeah.
It looks good.
I took a shower. I'm speaking to the West End Civic Club.
Oh, okay.
Today at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt.
Cool.
And, good guys over there. Milton Francis invited me. I've done this several times. Good. They love to have sports speakers come in. That's what we'll do there. But
absolutely.
Yeah. So now I was out early last night. I went to bed with the Ravens and the Chiefs game on, and then fell asleep during that. And you got one of those. Then I had that one eye thing going. You ever had that one eye thing where your left eye's asleep and your right eye's trying to? Well, that was me. So. Anyway,
by the way, I just watched this. I'm just watching this missed field goal by Greg Joseph yesterday. The look on Mike Zimmer's face when he took his headset off, like he's like, "You got to be freaking kidding me!" But I had a busy weekend. I had Impact Wrestling stuff both Saturday and yesterday, and then working a full day college football Saturday, and of course Titans Sunday, and we had the show, and we had Bullock and Hutton in. So,
Randy Bullock?
No. Although Keith called him Cuzzo last night when we did the highlight of the made field goal. He's like, way to go, Cuzzo.
Georgia went ahead and beat South Carolina. Remember that spread was like 32. South Carolina, it was 40-13. Penn State, Auburn. Auburn gave them all they want up there.
Yeah.
But Penn State ended up winning and covering that game as well. So. Just looking ahead, this coming Georgia is at Vanderbilt at 11 o'clock on the SEC Network. LSU, Mississippi State, that's 11 o'clock on ESPN. Texas A&M, Arkansas, that's 2:30. That's the CBS game. I'm just giving some highlights. Tennessee now. Mm-hmm. Tennessee, Florida. Florida is – what do you think that spread is? Florida looked pretty good the other Saturday.
They did. They should have won that game.
Yep.
Well, maybe not should have. They could have won that game. Yep. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Florida minus 11.
20.
20?
Yeah, not a lot of respect for the Vols.
Wow.
That's on ESPN. Kentucky's at South Carolina.
That's a lot of points, man.
It is a lot of points. Kentucky, South Carolina, 5.5. Kentucky at ESPN, 2 as well. So, anyway, 615-844-5600. In Indiana is at Kentucky Saturday night. So, cool for that.
Yeah.
Not Kentucky, Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky,
and,
yeah.
And we'll have that game here. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Tony in Nolensville. Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Good morning, Pokey. Hello, John.
What's up, Tony?
I tell you what, guys. Greg?
Yes, sir.
The Kentucky better not be overlooking some of these FCS teams. UTC almost got them up there in Lexington the other day.
Yeah, and coming in between SEC games, it's a predicted flat spot, and Chattanooga's pretty good, although Austin Peay went down there and beat them, didn't they?
Came back to beat them.
Jeff made comments the other day about the 8 FCS teams have knocked off some FBS teams this year. I got to give old Jeff credit. He was on top of it, and, I mean, he was trying to give the Wildcats a warning, but who knows? Greg, I went and watched Austin Peay play. They look pretty good. They had almost 600 yards total offense and put up 59 points on the board. And I'm looking forward to when TSU comes up there in a couple of weeks.
Well, they're going to play twice this year. One counts for the OVC, one doesn't.
And the one that's going to count, Greg, is the second one at TSU. Mm-hmm. And I was interesting how they figured that out. I got to give some shout out to the Titans. I was a doubter. I didn't think they were going to go to Seattle and play like they did. They surprised me, and so my hat's off to them. That was a great win. Looked like maybe they found a kicker. That's another thing. And Greg, John, you were talking about that punt return in Memphis.
Yeah.
On that play also, the referees botched it up so bad that there was also 2 number 4s on the field.
Were there really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
One was the return man, and one was the end man on the line of scrimmage. They didn't even catch it. There were 2 number 4s, and then, of course, you saw the play where the referee practically walks up to down the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They call the play dead. He's already waving his arms. And this guy comes in out of nowhere and picks it up. And then the referee's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was crazy. So
it was crazy. But
Tony, I want to bring something up that you and I talked about last week when it was announced that Austin Peay was leaving the OVC for the Atlantic Sun, and I was thinking about that more. What, 3 or 4 years ago, this team didn't win a game, right? Had no football. Right now, it is in the top 20 in 2 different polls, the FCS coaches poll and then the stats perform poll. And so I dare say right now, they're the cream of the crop in the OVC, which would have an automatic bid is to the champion, to the FCS playoffs. When they go to the Atlantic Sun, they're at best 3rd, 4th, maybe. They won't ever catch Jacksonville State. Facilities, commitment, Jacksonville State should be playing FBS. In Kennesaw State, they're behind 3 of the 4 teams in there. Your travel expands exponentially in all sports. This is supposedly driven by football. I dare say the OVC is better in basketball than the Atlantic Sun. I think the RPIs are probably pretty close, but certainly with Belmont and Murray State being the bell cows there. Liberty will bring up that league and a few others, but not Liberty, but Liberty. So I don't know. I just and Lipscomb certainly.
Your points are really good, Greg.
I don't know why it is necessary when right now you are set to be the premier football team in the OVC. And you can compete at that league and get – it's a 2-bid league. I don't know the last time Atlantic Sun – it has become a 2-bid league in the last few years, Belmont and Murray State both going. So I don't know. I just – and the AD there, Gerald Harrison, I like him. He's a good guy. Got a lot of respect for him. I just don't know if it made the most sense quite frankly, because and it's all football driven, yet they're number one. They're the best team in the league right now. Why would you leave that and go compete for the middle of the pack in another one? I don't know.
Greg, they've got to be thinking that the A-Sun is going beef up or be a step higher. I'm with you. I'm with you. I understand that completely. I personally was liking the move, but I also got very strong sentimental feelings being, you know, in the OVC. And as long when, you know, when you look at the OVC, you automatically, first name pops up, most people is Austin Peay or Tennessee Tech, something like that. And the thing that, you know, they've had three great coaches the last five, six, seven, 8 years with Healy, Hedgepath, and now Weldon. And it's they've got good coaches coming in. They got good staffs put together, and I'm talking football here. And then they, like you say, they're cream of the crop right now. They still got to prove it on the field between the lines. They always seem to have a little slip up or hiccup somewhere. But the last two or three years, they've started looking good. And Watson told me, as I was talking to him, he said that he's been told that they possibly could be one of the best teams this year that they've had up there in all the years of the championship team. It's going to be interesting to see why or what was behind that.
It's all football driven. Everything is these days.
In that press conference for Austin Peay is today. I was actually doing the game on ESPN Plus, and that was all the talk in the press box. And there's confusion even in some of the Austin Peay, because this was not a conversation known by many. It was kind of made all of a sudden, but it's all going to be a question. And
was taken by surprise as well. So did anything I just say make sense?
Oh, 100%. I'm with you there. And you talked about travel expenses. There's three or four schools down there in Florida, and when you got to take a bus down there for a women's tennis match, funding is going to be a problem, and that's going to be something they're going to have to figure out, and we'll see. that's one thing we will see.
Correct me on this, and then I get off here and let you go. I heard through the grapevine that Eastern Kentucky and Jacksonville State, had to pay $1 million exit fee. Is that correct?
Well, they are being sued by the OVC to try to collect that.
Then Austin Peay will fall in that group too?
Well, they have to. I don't know when they serve the notice, but there is the league presidents, of which Jacksonville State and Eastern Kentucky voted unanimously on the buyout clause, and they did not fall within the window of time to exit. So, yeah, they each owe the OVC $1 million. They pretty much said they're not going to pay it. And so the OVC has sued both separately, one in Lexington, Kentucky, the other one somewhere in Alabama. But, who knows what will happen there, settle out of court, however that works. But anyway, they technically, by the letter of the law, of which both of those universities' president voted for, now they're reneging on.
Wow. All right. Guys, y'all try to stay dry. It's supposed to rain at some point today.
It looks like it.
Yeah, it's been threatening all morning.
Yeah, be safe. There's already, I heard the Duck River in Shelbyville is crested and is over its banks. So be safe out there as well. We'll take a break. Coming up after it, Teresa Walker, Associated Press.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family.
American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. We have a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. For today, variably cloudy with widespread showers and thunderstorms, a high 80. Clouds, a few showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 70. Showers and thunderstorms Tuesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Great folks, John Burton, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. Coldest thing. I got a text from a good buddy, Big Joe, saying the 8th Sun is going, well, he said Division One. They're already Division One. I know what he meant, FBS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go out with Halle Berry. I don't know if she wants to go out with me. Anyway, 615-844.
Hey, never know till you ask, man.
She doesn't know that she doesn't know.
You're right. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Mm-hmm. Shoot your shot, Greg Pope.
It may be the case. It may very well be the case. The FBS would want them, right? Because mm-hmm. the FBS controls the FBS. 615-844-5600 is the number that Teresa Walker is on. Good Lord. That's Pavlov's dog right there asking for calls when we have a guest. Teresa Walker, good morning.
Greg, don't I talk enough for all of us?
Yeah. How you doing?
By the way, go Teresa. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a Cardi like it's your birthday.
Who says we're not?
It's my birthday. Thank you.
Hold on.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
A little Stevie Wonder for you. A little happy birthday to you.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta kind of skip ahead to the chorus. I forgot to tell you that, Patton, but we're good.
Troy Fisher said happy birthday as well. Play the damn song. What the hell?
Can we talk to her while we play the song?
Yeah. What in the world? We got a 30-second intro.
Yeah.
All right. We're trying to be so cool.
Right.
Just play a happy birthday song. My God. Teresa, how you doing?
Happy birthday, T.
I'm doing better than that went off.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thank you. It's the thought that counts, and I appreciate it very much.
Well. Get
your Super Bowl reservations.
Right, yeah. You should have seen Titans Twitter at halftime of that game, Teresa. It was fire this person, fire that person. Amy sell the team. Lo and behold, they give the ball to Derrick Henry in the second half. Defense gets a couple stops. You get out of there with a win.
It is interesting how that game turned around, right? I mean, trust me, I have a young fan in my house. Well, he's not young anymore, but you know, at halftime he threw off his jersey and was done and toast, and I said, the NFL second half, there's still a lot of football to be played. In fact, when Derrick Henry on that 60-yard run, when he got to the line of scrimmage, I told him, I said, he gone. And it's like, here's the thing. Jim White had the great stat about how the Titans are 4-0 in overtime with Mike Vrabel as coach. And, you know, one thing that teams tend to do when they do get down by 15, I mean, it's 24-9 at halftime, is they start throwing the ball in desperation panic. the reason the Titans don't have to do that, we saw very well on that one play by Derrick Henry. And then you look at the yards. Guys, did you see a career high passes to Derrick Henry?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kept, you know, I missed a big chunk of training camp because I was in Japan with the Olympics. But when I came back, you could see, you know, his mechanics of making the catch. He's never going to be a Marshall Faulk kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if he can catch the ball like he did yesterday for those little dump-offs over the middle or the occasional screen, then guess what? He's no longer seen as a guy who's just a running threat. That makes him and this offense more valuable. And then, you know, Julio Jones, hello, nice to meet you. That's who they thought they were trading for in June, and we got to see some of that. I really would love to hear what the NFL office tells Mike Vrabel, you know, when they talk later this week, because I saw a touchdown. You know, the heel was in. You know, his shoes, you know, I didn't see on the white when his heel actually kicked up. You saw green. You didn't see any white or anything go up at that point, right? So, you know, and then the safety that should have, could have been. I mean, you know, yeah, he had forward momentum until he was sacked in the end zone. I mean, if you're going to give him the credit, I haven't seen one person on social media or the post-game shows or anything last night that said that was not a safety. So
that was, you know, a player. That was a star player getting a call.
Yeah, that's all that was. That's like LeBron James driving the lane and, you know, getting the foul call.
Star
late
player.
In the game.
That was Kirk Cousins. Game's over.
Yeah, exactly. That's Daniel Jones. They'd give him seven points for that.
Well, and the fun thing is, Titan fans should be able to remember the game that the Titans lost to the Bears on a safety like that. So, you know, it does happen. And, yeah, Russell Wilson is I'm trying to remember who the quarterback was that game. Maybe it was Billy Volek or somebody. I can't remember. So maybe star quality helps. But, you know, the thing that we were expecting to see from the Titans, we finally saw most particularly in that fourth quarter when they were still down, 30-16 or whatever at that point. And, you know, they turn in the biggest comeback since they had in 2006 when they were down, 21-0 to the Giants or whatever in the fourth quarter. Vince Young brought them back, Mathias Kiwanuka with the infamous, well, I thought I'd get called for roughing the passer and let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good signs. I mean, this is what we were expecting to see. Now, you know, they've got to get stringing this together. You know, we've got to see, you know, how is Taylor Lewan's knee? You know, they've got to fix the communication issues that happened on those three long passes. That one to Swain in the fourth quarter, it's like, I could have caught it. He was so wide open, okay? And I just still had time to run in the end zone. And trust me, you can time me with the sundial. So the fact of the matter is they still have some issues. Now, you know, Christian Fulton, I saw him running into the area. Not sure who gets the blame on that. But, you know, somebody needed to pick him up. And they've got to, you know, that was not a good thing. But we saw this defense get off the field on third down. We saw them force punts, particularly in overtime when they absolutely had to have it. So those are signs that we had not seen much from this defense over the last year plus. So those are very encouraging signs, but they're going to have to keep it up. You know, they got the Colts coming in this weekend, and Carson Wentz apparently has hurt both ankles.
Wow.
According to Ian Rappaport, which, you know, you saw him limping around after being tackled by Aaron Donald. It's like, you know, it kind of reminding me of Jake Locker. You know, you're not much of a quarterback if you're not available to play.
Mm.
So, you know, this is where they can get things right in a heartbeat.
Oh, by the way, John Burton last hour reported Taylor Lewan out for the year.
I did not report that. I said there's a decent chance I think he's going to head to IR.
For the three games.
And just let him get off his knee for 3 weeks and see where he's at.
But Tyson Brelo and then Aaron Brewer comes in for Saffold, and but they just push the pile. That offensive line, and you talk about time of possession, 42 minutes to 22 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and the drives, 68, 75, and 80, and of course one of them was Henry popping the big one and showing, yes, that he still has that extra gear in open space. But, hey, the offensive line, which was so bad game one, got to get some credit this one.
Oh, absolutely. And think about this. You know, they were getting some push. You know, yes, there was another sack strip of Ryan Tannehill, you know, when you had a lot of moving parts. I mean, you know, Saffold was in, out, Ben Jones went down for a play. You know, so there were a lot of moving parts in there yesterday. But the fact that they kind of held up, I still want to get fixed handing off the ball to Henry on the first two plays of the game. Can we get away from that, please? I mean, I'm just begging for a, you know, you to set up play action in the run game. You can throw the ball. You know, call me crazy, but throw A.J. Brown, Reynolds, Chester Rogers, Julio Jones out there on first down and just throw it deep. You know, just once, okay? You know, my colleague, former AP colleague Greg Bell in Seattle, when I kind of tweeted out that, he said, Seattle talked all week. They knew what they were going to do to start the game, and that's run with Derrick Henry. And they were able to stop it early. But the reason that they stick with it and the reason that this offense, you know, they know where their offense grows from. It's Derrick Henry. Even with the additions, it's still Derrick Henry. Why? Because those 2 and 3 yarders, even the ones where he slammed at the line of scrimmage guys, we saw him turn those into 4, 6, 7, 8 yard runs in the second half. And that's where he is so very effective. Early in the season when it's hot, yesterday it wasn't hot in Seattle, but when it's hot, like it'll be in a couple weeks in Jacksonville, and then later in December when guys are beat up, it's just an effective recipe that really works.
Teresa Walker is our guest, a Hall of Fame sports writer from the Associated Press. And Teresa, let's give credit to the kicker. As frustrating as I'm sure it was to have to settle for field goals, that was able to allow the Titans to set up for that second half comeback. Bullock did a nice job.
Yeah, and John also reported he signed a 5-year deal.
I'm not reporting that. You're going to get me in trouble.
He's putting words in your mouth.
He is, dude. You know?
Well, and here's the thing, you know, if not for Josh Reynolds turning upfield on a run play, you know, that penalty took them out. That could have been a touchdown instead of a field goal. So, you know, that's the challenging part for, you know, and he's a guy who had missed some practice because of his Achilles and such, you know, his first game of the season with the Titans, you know, some little mistakes like that. So they, as good as yesterday was on offense, there are areas where they can be better. And yes, it's nice that they had a kicker who could make, what was it, 3 of the 4 that he went out to make, including the one in overtime. I mean, you know, Vrabel's lying about sending the kicker out there, you know, like every parent who's had a kid leave the house, going off to drive by themselves, Jesus take the wheel. Every parent understands that feeling, and honestly, every Titans fan understands that feeling when it comes to sending a kicker out, so after the last 2.5 years. So yep. It was an interesting game. I don't know about – this is why I like covering these kind of games. So I can be working to work off the adrenaline because my heart rate was pumping, okay? My resting heart rate's usually around 70, 65, and it was around 105 there in the fourth quarter in overtime. So I had to go take a couple loops around the neighborhood and get 3 miles in last night just to work off some of the energy.
Teresa Walker, Associated Press, at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. You mentioned Julio Jones, 6 catches, 128 yards. Woulda, shoulda, coulda on what was a touchdown. I'm not even going to go into that because we could sit here all day talking about that rule as much as anything. But and then A.J. Brown with a couple drops. But I think – and you mentioned Derrick Henry, the 6 catches, a career high as well, which rotates me all the way back to Tannehill. 27 of 40, 347 yards, should have had a touchdown, didn't. And then he also picked up 27 yards with 4 carries as well. You know, with – anything in the NFL, Derrick Henry notwithstanding, you better have a quarterback who can produce, and he did in that second half.
Greg, you're absolutely right. He carried them in the first half, okay? You know, when the Seahawks were smothering the run game and keeping them from getting anything going, you know, at one point, you know, Tannehill was like 5 of 7, 6 of 7 or whatever, and he was connecting and making passes, and he was the reason that they had some offense. Now, for the A.J. Brown, who, you know, on Twitter, I'm sorry, it was funny. He said that one of his family members told him that yesterday he couldn't even have caught COVID. It just felt like he and DK Metcalf maybe were a little too amped up for this game against each other. They're first in the NFL, the former Ole Miss receivers. You know, DK Metcalf got, you know, penalty after penalty, and just, you know, he was struggling, didn't have a great day. And A.J. Brown, passes that we know he can catch, he just could not haul in yesterday. So, you know, but this is why it was so important for the Titans to get Julio Jones. When A.J. Brown's having a day like that, you've got Julio Jones, who just makes it look really easy to post his 59th 100-yard-plus receiving game. So that's the beauty of this offense, and that is what makes it work. Derrick Henry is great, and you know, he comes through with so many big plays, but this offense and Derrick Henry's production truly took off once Tannehill got in the lineup in mid-October 2019.
And, T, you mentioned DK Metcalf. Christian Fulton, I thought, did a great job on him, and you're right. He frustrated him. You know, you're going up against a big, strong, physical wide receiver, and Christian Fulton held his own and then some against DK Metcalf. He's really off to a good start this season.
He really is. And, you know, that's there's a reason they took him in the second round last year, and unfortunately some injuries kind of kept him out of the lineup for a big chunk of last season, but he certainly has benefited from having a true off season this year. And I, you know, hey, Mike Vrabel said it more than a couple times that he's excited to watch Fulton play football this season. And the beauty thing is every snap he gets, every game he gets will help him improve and get better from here on.
Teresa Walker with us. Teresa, were you at the Vandy game Saturday night?
I was.
I underestimated Stanford. I did. They're better than I thought they were. I should have thought that already.
I should have known better.
With the really win at Southern Cal. And just Vandy, especially on defense. And we were talking about it's about the Jimmies and the Joes. Well, Vandy's just got Jimmies and no Joes right now. I mean, they just don't have enough players.
It's been a long time since I've seen – and here's the thing. There were some good signs from Vandy. I mean, I saw improvement, particularly on offense, from the opener right against ETSU. You know, Ken Seals was out there, and he was making plays. You know, they were running the ball between Ramon Davis, who unfortunately was in a boot at the end of that game, and Rocco Griffin. I mean, they found some things that worked for them, and they were very productive on offense. If they'd done that against ETSU, they win that game. Unfortunately, they did it against Stanford that, you know, every time they had a play, Stanford could come back with two more. If anyone wanting to get a gauge on Clark Lee, there was improvement in this team from a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, you know, you're right. There's just the talent level there on that roster is, you know, as thin as I've seen it in a while. And, you know, it's just going to take time to, I know Vandy fans are not going to like to hear this, but you're going to have to be patient. You know, if you thought that Knoxville was a mess, and yes, they've had a talent drain themselves over the last year, but, you know, Vanderbilt has always had a thin margin for injuries, et cetera, on their roster, and it's thinner than it's ever been. So just be patient, though. You know, they've got the support there. And I say this because number two Georgia's coming in on Saturday, and you know that one.
Have you seen the spread on that one?
I haven't yet.
Georgia is a 34-point favorite,
and I wouldn't have been surprised if it had been higher.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about patience. You know, Pie said, "I may not be a doctor, but I know when I'm losing my patience." So anyway.
God.
But I'm pumped.
Wah, wah, wah.
Teresa, thank you as always.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
and
T.
Hold
have
on. No, 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 no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Let's try it one more time here, Pat. What do you want? Yeah, we couldn't get Stevie Wonder, so we go to the Chipmunks.
That's what I was thinking. So, okay, it works. I'll take all good birthday wishes.
Yeah, we tried to be so cool. The Chipmunks, simple stuff. Thanks, T.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
The Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I will bet that's the first time in Nashville sports radio that Happy Birthday by the Chipmunks has been played on sports radio in Nashville.
First and last, I hope.
Yeah, me too. Although you do hear the Alvin. What's that? Merry Christmas. What's the tune?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I want to say Rock Around the Christmas Tree, but I'm not.
No, I know. Please.
Christmas time is here.
615-844-5600. Pull the parachute.
All right.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton, Patton Cook hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. All right, let's go with these. See how good you're getting on these. Georgia Vandy, I just told you. Georgia.
-34.
Yep. 11 o'clock on the SEC
I hate
network.
To say it, but I may lay that on Friday.
Wow. Also at 11 o'clock on ESPN, LSU at Mississippi State.
Oof. LSU at Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Bulldogs -4.
LSU -3.5.
Okay.
Also at 11 o'clock on ESPN2, Missouri at Boston College. That's a weird game.
That is a weird game.
You're weird.
Hello, pot. This is the kettle.
Yeah.
Okay, Missouri at BC.
That's what he said.
I don't
know.
Who are you? Boston College.
Ed McMahon over there? What?
Yeah. You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
BC minus a field goal. I don't have no
Missouri
idea.
Missouri -2.
Oh,
the CBS game at 2:30 is Texas A&M at Arkansas.
A&M -6.
5.5. There you go. 3 o'clock SEC Network. I'll just give it Georgia State at Auburn. Georgia State's in the Sun Belt Conference, which is FBS.
Oh, it's got to be Auburn minus 24.
Auburn minus 27. 6 o'clock on ESPN. Tennessee Vols at Florida.
Florida minus 17. We talked about it already.
Yeah, we did. Minus 20. Yep. Well, you were close on your, you can't even.
I should have nailed that. I should have nosed that one.
That means you would have been listening. And Kentucky. What? Yeah. Uh-huh. 6 o'clock on ESPN2, Kentucky at South Carolina.
Oh, I'm going to say Wildcats minus 6.5.
5.5.
I was going to say 5.5. Damn it.
Okay. There's no cursing. SEC Network. 6:30, Southern Miss at Alabama.
Oh, geez. Alabama minus 38.
44.5.
I'm laying it.
Yeah. MTSU goes to Charlotte. That's a Friday night game, by the way. Yeah. Remember, we had Rick Stockstill on Wednesday, and I said, by the way, that game's on national TV. And he goes, really?
I didn't know that. Yeah,
CBS Sports Network. It's at 5:30. In the our time, 6:30 Eastern,
a little afternoon delight.
Live out there, Okay. Will you answer the question? MTSU in Charlotte.
Charlotte minus 6.
2.5. Saturday night, of course, we'll have this game right here on National Sports Radio. Indiana at WKU, Big Ten in Bowling Green. Saturday night, it's
right. I'm going to say Indiana minus 21.
Nine. Not that many. Yeah, Saturday afternoon, TSU opens up OVC play at SEMO. No spread on that as of now. All right, let's get a few calls. 615-844-5600. Kevin in Muletown. Kevin.
I'm actually in Smyrna today.
That's not Muletown.
Pouring down rain.
Oh, man. Be careful out there, Kevin. Yeah, it's really coming down, man.
So I'm just going to call you guys while I wait till this rain slows down so I can get out of my car here. Yeah. South Kakalaki, mark it down. They're going to beat Kentucky this weekend.
Ooh.
Take the money line.
Money line, he says. Okay.
Kentucky is not good. Their quarterback makes too many mistakes. Kentucky goes down. South Carolina gets a win.
All right,
straight up. So take the money line instead of the points, line. Okay?
All right, if it happens, mark the tape, Patton. We'll replay this next Monday.
He'll remind us.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man. You made a comment that Memphis was the best team in the state. No, they're not. If you give up 50 points, if Butch Jones scores 50 points on you, you are not the best team in the state. So, no. No,
I wonder. I will look at this. I am going to look at this. See what the spread would be. By Brad. I'm glad you brought that up. I'll have that in just a few seconds because we going
and
off.
You talking about Mississippi State got jobbed. I mean, jobbed
on the punt return
Saturday.
Yeah, that was egregious.
It's unexcusable. And just not only was it the bad call, like the caller said earlier, I mean, they had two number fours out on the field at the same time. How do you not see that? And then they had an onside kick, and they do an instant replay on an onside kick, and they saw a penalty during the onside, so they called a penalty for a legal block, illegal touching on the onside kick on an instant replay. I've never seen them go to instant replay and call a penalty. Never seen that.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, by the way, and before this past weekend, his new numbers but Brad Power's power ratings, and by the way, I put them up against anybody's. It's pretty funny. He's got Memphis 69 at 68.85, and he's got Tennessee at 68.4 at number 70. They're side by side, and on a neutral site, it would be basically a pick 'em game.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I don't know about that. But all I know is Tennessee goes down to Florida, man. That's going to be a tough haul, man. I just remember when this game meant something. And I was going to tell this story to Bill King. If you got time real quick, my favorite, you know, Tennessee and Florida, man, we used to, the fans tailgating, we used to get after each other, man. It used to be so awesome. And I remember on the strip at a bar in the parking lot, this bus came by full of Florida fans, just full of them. And it was one of those charter buses, and they had all the windows propped open, and they had the roof open, and they were all up on the roof. And it was just, they were giving us the birds, they were giving us the gator chomp. And in unison, about 500 UT fans started throwing beer and pizza at the bus. I mean, it was raining beer and pizza because there was a Domino's right there that selling pizza.
Yeah.
And you're proud of that, huh?
I'm even prouder of this. So some of these fans got off the bus, wanted to fight. And there was this one drunk Florida fan. He had his ticket was in his shirt pocket. And he was, you know, they were pushing and shoving. Well, his ticket falls out. So I put my foot over that ticket, and I grabbed the ticket. And I ended up selling that ticket for like $100, and it was just
You are a sorry person.
I loved every minute of it.
You are a common yard dog. See you, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for the call. That was funny.
He's a buddy of mine. Yeah. I can do that. All right, let's take a break. We'll try to squeeze in Dr. Detroit after it.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your exclusive national sports radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. We have a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. For today, variably cloudy with widespread showers and thunderstorms, a high 80. Clouds, a few showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 70. Showers and thunderstorms Tuesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos, from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Squeeze in Dr. Detroit. Dr. Detroit, give us a good minute.
You guys always do that. You put me up against the great...
Well, let me ask you something. This show starts at 9, and you call it 10:50. What the hell do you expect?
When do y'all take... When do y'all start accepting calls? Don't give
today at 9:20. We accepted calls for a straight hour from 9:25 to 10:25. On Monday, we only have one guest, Teresa Walker. But if you'd listen, you would know. You don't even listen.
Well, guess what? I wasn't listening because I'm building an ark for all the rain we're getting the rest of this week. What do you think? What do you think my priorities are? But hey, John.
Yes, Dr.
Hey,
D.
John, got one for you.
Yeah.
You're suspended for one Sunday night of doing Sports Extra because y'all messed up, you flubbed, and did not put my NASCAR driver, Ryan Blaney, in the Elite 12. He races car number 12. You did not put his name to continue on for the next bracket.
On you. Charge it to my head, not my heart, Dr. D. Sorry. Won't happen again.
You are suspended for one Sunday, and you go sit down, take your shower, and go get your juice box.
Duly noted. Goodbye, Dr.
Hey, give us a good minute. You fell way.
And good luck to the Lions tonight. They're going to get Rickrolled. Aaron Rodgers is going to.
Got to go. Got to run to tour.
Thanks, Dr. D.
On Mondays, usually from 9:25 to 10:25, we take call.
Yeah. Especially on a football, Titans reaction Monday.
The only guest we have is Teresa Walker on Mondays. Yeah. Anyway, Braves baseball tonight, 8:25, pregame 8:40, first pitch at the Diamondbacks. The Phillies are two games back. They're playing the Orioles. So the Braves and the Phillies are playing the two worst teams in baseball. Arizona, 48-101. Baltimore, 47-102.
But the Yankees are only 11-8 against them this year.
Yeah. Well, they'll be sitting home in about 2 weeks.
You know what? You're probably not wrong.
Yep. So anyway, hey, coming up this afternoon, Plaz, you got the afternoon stretch with Zach and Bruno.
Yeah, my buddy Bruno.
Ray.
Big tough guy.
Ray Mays.
Bruno Reagan. Ooh, Mr. MMA fighter. Whoa.
Thank you for listening. The show starts at 9, Dr. Detroit.
WPDQ, Frankboro.